This week, Wet and Wild dumps on Queensland Country Bank Stadium. We've stolen the Tigers' ninth spot, and we'll take it. And we need more cowbell. Welcome to On the Ranch. So what you're saying is what this needs is more cowbell.
Oh, that is terrible.
That was very bad, wasn't it?
Can't have enough cowbell.
Terrible.
That was, I've not ever practiced that. Couldn't tell.
The sad thing was I knew who it was.
Like, yeah. Well, it's iconic, isn't it? Everyone knows about that. Cowbell. Anyway, that's me. I'm at XLBob on Twitter, and I'll see you around. That's the enemy.
I'm here till Friday. Enough. Try the veal.
Over there, it's at the Barking Frog MC.
Hello.
Over there, it's at Morgan Holmes Evans.
Hello, hello.
Over there, it's Pistol Pete.
Back for another night. Howdy.
Did a video on the weekend.
I did do a video.
Very good.
Did you like that?
All by your little self.
I did.
Except for now. Use my mic.
It's hard to do.
I could tell.
You had to press port play on the YouTube music, which was a bit soft coming through. Then you had to play, press record, and then you had to walk on, press play on the TV video.
Mm. Oh, it's tough being an influencer.
All by oneself.
How does Kim do it?
With an entourage.
Every day. How does she do it?
Yeah. Pete's about to go full Kanye.
No, he's not.
He's going to buy one of those suits, one of those bush suits. What do they call them?
Pete will be sitting at the Cowboys game. Yeah. Do you see where he had the mesh face?
No. What?
No?
Who?
Kanye. And he said at the NFL Super Bowl and he had the he had the mask. I'll bring it up. Thanks.
Dude's got shoes.
Apparently he wore a ghillie suit or something like that and was stalking her.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
That's what I don't know how true it is. I don't
get him at the Super Bowl.
Far out.
Nice. Yep. Impressive. Why not?
If you haven't seen it, listeners, just go Kanye Super Bowl and you'll
see. How do we know that that's Kanye?
Oh, because he took it off halfway through. Apparently it was too hot. He had to take it
no
off.
No fool.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heaven forbid.
Oh, what an idiot.
Well, look, you've got to have someone like that.
Well, that was kind of me at the game with my poncho on going.
Yeah, right. You're just clear, trying to hide your poncho showing off.
Exactly. Blending in.
Yeah.
Getting rained on.
Speaking of, how was that rain? Coming quick.
It came out of nowhere. Well, it's not like it came out of nowhere because it was quite dark very early on, sort of over the border and but that. But yeah, it came in out of
It came
really
out
quick.
Of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere.
Like, it came
it
out
was
really quick.
Threatening. But I was saying just before in the little pre-chat thing, but I was sitting right underneath the roof line. So every drop we'd get, it was like a nuclear bomb on my head, hailstone, because these massive raindrops were just bombarding us from up top.
It looked heavy on the telecast.
It came down.
Come down pretty hard.
I loved it, though. It was so good. I think I said to Pete on his way in, like, I was like, this is so exciting to see what happens. Anything can happen. Anything goes. I'm just looking forward
to it. Well, the fact that it stopped, like, literally just before everything started, but just before gates opened, it stopped raining, and it just, oh my God, it just heated up real quick.
Yeah. Oh,
it
swelled.
And I was getting a bit excited about going, oh, the doggies are going to hurt.
Yeah.
They're going to hurt. And I know we'll touch on it very soon, like they hurt.
Look, yeah, we hurt. Well, everyone hurt a little bit. Now, I don't know who put this in the run sheet. I'm assuming Pistol.
Yeah, that was me, that one.
Surprise, surprise. Who the hell is Razor Ramon?
So, Razor Ramon.
Something to do with wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah, Razor Ramon. Everyone needs a bad guy.
I'm just going to tag this so I can delete it later.
So, Razor Ramon, who is a real-life name, Scott Hall, tragically passed away today. So, 1958 to 2022. And as he always says, bad times won't last, but bad guys will. Everyone needs a bad guy.
Complications. He had an operation, had complications. He's had a bit of a rough trot. Like
he got an extra 20 years of life. Like he was.
Thanks to DDP.
Yeah, he was on a downward spiral. Concoction of drugs and alcohol and painkillers and everything else. And then he cleaned his life up.
Because he spent some time with DDP.
Yep.
Doing yoga.
He's at Buff Bagwell's there now.
Yep.
Buff Bagwell's there.
Same with Jake the Snake.
Yeah, Jake fell off the bandwagon there. DDP kicked him out. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Hang on, just real quick. What's with Steve Austin come back?
Yeah, so he has
become a wrestling podcast.
So he's been 19 years retired. His last match was against The Rock at WrestleMania. Rob's gone.
And he's just decided to come back.
Rob, come back.
So I think he's had the hunger in a bit, but obviously when he retired, he had neck injuries and whatnot.
Knees
but
and
everything else. But Kevin Owens, who's an absolute idol of... He's loved Stone Cold forever, and so he's drain out the challenge for WrestleMania. What is it? It's WrestleMania 38, I think it is.
Hell in the cell. All right, hang on. We've got to get back on track.
Yeah, so the Texas Rattlesnake is coming back, and the night before, The Undertaker will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, rightfully so.
Yeah.
The dead man, the phenom.
Big weekend.
An actual athlete, Tom Brady, has come out of retirement.
Two months he lasted. Gazelle must be pretty painful at home.
As if that wasn't on the cards when he first retired.
You reckon?
Who's he? Is he coming back with the Bucks?
Yeah, he is.
Why would he do it, man?
Publicity.
You reckon?
Come on.
He's got enough.
He probably Those blokes be- don't fart unless it's planned.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems...
Anyway.
Yeah, but they're all a bit weird.
It's not going to help him.
It's Tom Brady. He's a bit weird.
It's not going to help
him. He is a bit.
There's only so much you can do with you.
How old is he? Like 44? 42.
He can still throw.
Postman this week, Ian Cummings, said, "Welcome back, boys. I think Pistol is 100% on the mark with the Reynolds injury, and I'm glad he didn't come up here."
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I was glad he didn't come up here, but you might be spot on with the
He's named to play this week for the Bronx, and look, he may well do, but as I said last week, I think you'll find Reynolds plays half the season. I reckon he is. There's a reason why Souths didn't. For a Souths junior captain, an ornament to that club, for them to only offer him a one-year deal, goes to there's probably a bit more in behind the scenes.
Oh, look, I have no doubt, and I don't completely discredit your theory. It's probably a very valid one, but when possible COVID, I had to think about it.
Mm.
So, because you're saying, bit long out. Well, maybe his missus got it, so then he has to quarantine. And then, just as the quarantine's about to finish, he gets another 7 days. So there's your 2 weeks.
Maybe.
Oh, that's what happened to my family.
Yeah.
But kid at work, same thing.
I think you've got a little bit of legs in there. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think there might be a little bit of legs in there. I just think
that 10 days out from the season starting, Reynolds versus Rabbitohs, 6 months of off-season of billing, and 10 days out, you only have to – rugby league players only have to quarantine for 7 days if they've caught it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a professional athlete. You've trained with the squad since November or whenever. To say you're not going to play and blame it on COVID 10 days out, I don't know. I think there's more.
I don't think his body's going to hold up.
The only person that will know that is him. So.
100%. And look, this is just speculation. I don't know listeners.
Pretty much everyone in the inner sanctum at Broncos.
You know, don't go and speak to everyone saying, "Oh, Pistol said Reynolds is good." No, that's just my theory.
I'm
going to
tell him when he comes up here.
I hope you do. I'll even give you my number to him.
Ashley Peterson asked this one last Wednesday, right after we recorded. Good timing, Ash. Me again, your most annoying listener. You're not an annoying listener. No one's an annoying listener. All right, okay, yes, you are. No, you're an annoying questioner,
but not an annoying listener.
No. hey, what's your views on McLean losing his vice captaincy and the new guy, JFB, being named captain for the trial while McLean is put back to the bench? Do you think that will get more out of McLean this year being his last year, or do you think it was a bit disrespectful as he's most experienced forward on the field? Yeah, interesting question.
Well, I didn't realise the JFB got named captain. Did that happen?
Yeah, in the trial. I don't think so. Maybe in the first trial.
Maybe in the...
I can't remember who the captain
anyway,
was.
Anyway, I know I mean. I went back to him on that one, and I last three or four podcasts last year and the first one back this year, I turned around and said people understand the actual, reading stats.
He brought a lot of spark when he came off the bench.
Yeah.
This week just gone. Yeah.
You know, for me, it's like, well, and I said he's an underrated player. You know, a lot of people rag out on him saying, oh, he's dead. Jeez, he's our most consistent player. So, I mean, I definitely agreed with what he was saying.
Yeah, and I think we saw it this week. So the pressure was off him to be captain, and the same with Taumalolo, although co-captain this week. But like you were saying, Pistol, him coming off the bench gives that spark, and you were saying it last year as well.
Yep.
You really should have him and Taumalolo not on the same field at the same, or not on the field at the same time, and not on the bench at the same time, type of thing as well. So,
yep.
And I think that worked well this week, just gone despite the scoreline.
You could definitely see. I think might have been, don't quote me, 20-25 minutes in, and McLean came on, and he got a bit of a cheer when he came on, and you could see when he ran on, he caught up to the play, and my hit up. I'm not just he had the running meters and straight in, rolled the sleeves up, and I think he carried it for about 12-15 meters first carry.
Yeah, no, he did. He brought that spark on and that extra bit of fresh legs. Luke Campbell. Love the pod. Listen to it every week. Tell Frog to stop name dropping all the time.
Ricky.
Sorry, who? Never heard of her.
Trust me, we've tried.
We've tried, Ricky.
Frog's going to call everyone old mate now. So thanks for that, Luke. It's going to be very difficult to understand what the hell Mick's talking about.
So what did old mate
say? Ryan Robbie said, in reference to the tipping comp, almost worth a nudie run if you finish lower than Pistol.
I reckon
He was giving me – he took a screenshot.
I reckon
he
so.
He took a screenshot.
Each week bugger. As well, so you've got to do one starting this week because you're below me. Yeah, no, that's the rules.
And it's around the block.
And it's around the block.
Where we are, it's a big block.
It's got to be into the wind.
It's
got to
go
well.
Right around the bloody around Castle school. Hill.
Yep.
No, there's no road there.
Oh, no, you're right.
there's a footpath that goes to the cemetery. Yeah.
No,
track,
nah, yeah. Doesn't count. No,
doesn't count.
Yeah. Mate, people would be turning their greys if I did that.
Oh,
you get it? See what I did? Oh. What did old mate say again?
Moving right along. Round one at nearly said Suncorp Stadium. Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Very different bank altogether. Sunday the 13th of March. Game just gone. Cowboys 4 points. Bulldogs 6. And a very wet, moist encounter.
Yeah, moist is probably a good description for it. It was moist before they even kicked the ball.
Steamy.
Yeah,
12,640 in attendance. I think a few people got scared off by the rain.
Yeah, it looked a little bit emptier than what it probably would have been.
And possibly rightfully so.
What is it with Townsville? Is it just Townsville or is it all every other town? But I find it with us, as soon as it rains, people don't want to go out.
Yeah.
You can be in Canberra and it's snowing and they'll still get 20,000 sitting there.
I blame the media for that though, because like, you know, you get a little bit of a puff of wind. Oh, geez, it was gale force winds today and this and that, but it's tied down your house and...
Well, didn't one of the guys say it was like monsoonal rain for weeks in Townsville or something on one of the broadcasts?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Or one of the hype up.
Mate, they blow stuff up. Well, the amount of times that something's happened up here and you'd think it's the end of the world. Well, I'm getting phone calls from family and friends down in Brisbane going, oh, stay safe. I said, dude, mate, I've got nothing.
Yeah,
but when the floods, now I know a lot of people got affected and please don't take this the wrong way. Where I lived, we had nothing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have even known it was happening if you weren't watching the news. Oh, my.
Except that it was wet.
Yeah, well, it was raining a little bit, but my street was pretty much dry, though. Mm. But you know what I mean? Like, it. But I had people ringing up going, oh, Townsville's under flood. I said, three or four suburbs is under flood.
Yeah.
Big suburbs.
Big suburbs. All that.
But they say, I mean, you can say the same thing about Brisbane. They're like, all of southeast Queensland's underwater. Well, it's not. There's a shitload that isn't. But there are a lot of places.
There's a lot of people that are
affected. Again, not being smug or anything about this either.
But again, the other thing that like it gets hyped. This is it's a play on the media, really. What we're criticising because they hyped up the fires the year before, saying all of Australia's on fire. And you talk to Americans now, and they're like, oh, Australia was on fire. You know, the whole place, everything.
Excellent,
thank you. And it was really only, I mean, not only.
It was fairly pretty much 2/3 of New South Wales.
There
were
no fires up here.
No.
Right, we were fine. And it's, you know, it's just the media hype, shit to the tears. But anyway,
Tommy
Gilbert.
Just when you said Queensland Country Bank Stadium, which bank do you think is the most happiest of their stadium? CommBank, Suncorp or Country?
How do you mean? Happiest, what, happy with?
Because they're three different banks. So which bank are you happy? Which bank do you think is the most happiest with the stadium that they're sponsoring?
ANZ Stadium still?
Suncorp.
Oh, and ANZ Stadium as well.
I got Suncorp Stadium. It sounds a bit.
Yeah. Oh, he's up, champion.
It just rolls off your tongue. Suncorp Stadium.
It does.
And it's probably the most historic stadium.
Because it's been sponsored for a long time.
But I mean, you know, things happen at Lang Park. You know, it's that sort of thing.
Things have happened at QCB too. Thank you very much, my good friend.
I know. And QCB is obviously the most recent. CommBank, which is the old Bank West.
Yeah.
Should call it old. It's just as new.
Is Bank West bought out by CommBank or are they two separate entities?
I have no idea.
I believe they're two. They may have merged or something now, but no, Bank West is Bank West.
Actually, just a quick one. You know what's a weird one here? Marvel Stadium
in
Melbourne.
The old Etihad.
How weird is it that Marvel have sponsored a stadium? It's just weird. I don't need any help getting people to go see the movies.
Oh, they do because DC's better.
Well, it is for Batman. Have you seen the new Batman?
Not the new Batman.
Amazing.
I'm on my way.
Is it good? No, it's amazing.
Half but decent?
I think it's fantastic. It's amazing. But I think Marvel Stadium's...
Yeah,
whatever. Hey, if anyone's willing to throw out money, I mean, you're going to take it, aren't you? So, you know,
that is true.
I mean, if someone came to... If Marvel came to us here at the podcast and said, guys, you do such a fantastic job, here is some money, but you've got to call it the Marvel on the ranch.
Yeah, just one of their requirements would probably be don't hit the table.
That would be an extra. That would be an extra $1,000.
All righty, Tom Gilbert went over in the 15th minute for his first try.
Yeah, what a prick. Oh, to like your first try scorer.
I would never have guessed. I had him as well as any. I had him and Kyle Felders any times. Got nothing.
Oh, Talangi first, and Dearden made that break. Double pump, thought, you beauty, he's going to draw past. Talangi's over 130 in the kick. No.
What was?
Congrats to Tommy Gilbert, though, by all means. Great try.
What was Tommy doing over there?
I have no idea.
He was on the wing.
I know.
What are you doing, Tommy?
He may have been having a blow, whatever. Yeah,
he's going all right. Jade Knockable getting over for the Bulldogs. Blah. We missed that conversion, and Matt Burton put his over, and that was it. Jack Hetherington, the only sin bin, which we really didn't capitalise on.
We really didn't.
I thought we were going to run in three.
For all those people that hung up on whether...
I honestly did, because they were starting the humidity, and as Frog touched on before, the heat was starting to sap.
For all those people that were hung up on the hammer try, get over it.
Yeah.
What we're talking about right now is where the team should have capitalised... When Tommy scored his try, all right, Jackson, that's their captain, isn't it?
Josh Jackson.
Josh Jackson. Yeah. He looked like he was about to pass out.
Yeah.
Going up to the referee to talk about something, and he looked like he was ready to fall over.
Josh Jackson also played Pacey in Dawson's Creek.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
And also Conway.
Yeah.
Ducks. But anyway.
he did, Charlie Conway.
Sorry, Luke, was that too many name drops? he looked dead on his feet then.
Absolutely.
We should have capitalised. We had all the momentum. We had all the go forward there. We just scored a try. Tommy G was pumping. He was so pumped up, and his enthusiasm just infects the rest of the team. It just seems to lift the boys a bit and nothing. Then old mate gets sin binned, and we didn't even do that. And I did that again. And
could we he's say, not going to like you hitting that table.
Oh, he'll get over it.
Could we say Tommy Gilbert is a spiritual leader of a team?
Yeah, I'm not going to take that away from you.
It feels like he's becoming it. Oh, like everyone gets around him so much when he does stuff too.
I think he needs to get some crystals as well then.
A couple of crystals.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, maybe.
My initial thoughts straight after this game, I wrote down, was that it felt like a very up the middle style game. Like we didn't really throw much out to the edges. That's how it felt.
I know when we were trying to get a try, we went to crash ball.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem to go too well, and the metres by the middlemen aren't terrible. 158 to Tom Gilbert. Half of that's probably in his try. But
I'm going to...
Nanai being a standout, 153 in the centres. But the back line, 171, 183, 194 metres between Talangi, Hiku and Felt.
Yeah.
But they were running that up the middle. I don't think they were running that down the sides.
Nah. Felty got a break down the side and then had a bad play.
That
the
was
ball
off
the and,
that,
yeah.
when they spilled the ball.
And again, Hiku and Talangi got... that break with the try scored, so that accounts for some of those. But it just felt we didn't really play any of that jungle ball.
What
did heads up? But the weather, it was.
I know. Yeah. So they were playing it safe,
but they didn't run any lines or anything.
And no, there's like no nothing. Arrows or
no,
anything.
No lines, and we saw lines so
against
to speak,
the Broncos
against the Broncos in the trial match, which gave us all hope. Of course, suckered us in, and then there was nothing. It was just straight up the middle.
Got
it, run straight.
In saying that, what if Dogs next five rounds go on a win? Win streak, and their against is 20 points. Just proves that we played a really solid brick wall.
I think we defended awesome.
Defended, that's the best defensive effort we've had in a long time.
No, but if the Dogs have like a 20 against record for the next five games, it just proves that
we did a solid day.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is our defense was, I think it was great. 100% other than that one try, which was right out on the edge, I think we did exceptionally well. In defence, we had no attack.
We did lack in attack, and I'm pretty confident Chad and did not watch my On the Speech video.
No, I'm quite sure.
Because it does state in there our aerial assault specialist and not one kick to Feldy.
No, this is true.
The only kick they put up, Hesse got up there.
Yeah.
Having said that, I think Townsend managed the team well and Dearden played...
He
played the six perfect.
I
was a little bit underwhelmed with Chad that game. I don't think
he
played bad. Please don't get my. I don't think he played bad. I was just a little underwhelmed. I guess the hype that I'd probably built in myself for him may have been a bit higher than, and maybe been a bit unrealistic. He didn't play a bad game, but I was a little underwhelmed.
He had a nice little play at the end. I think 5 minutes before the end of the game, I think he had a good little play.
What happened there?
What are you doing?
I scratched my nut and then my hand slipped off and then it hit the table and then I broke my thumb.
It's like you've never done it before.
No, it's...
And I can't believe that. Your hand's almost permanently down there.
Oh, my ball is hugging my right side of my leg at the moment.
Jesus Christ.
Trying to get
and I'm going to try and loosen it.
Nah,
and my hand slipped off and it's hit the underside of the table, right from the metal part.
Speaking of nuts, did you see those?
Do you think we missed Drinky?
Yeah, we definitely needed some X factor. We needed a bit of pizzazz. Granville tried to do it coming off the bench, but I just think that...
Bit of chip and chase, kick to the corner. We had nothing.
I think the wet weather played a lot into that.
I'm not going to say we didn't miss him. I'm not going to say we missed him either, though. I thought the team that we had out there was good enough to do it. Some of our options weren't the best. Like I said, that when we were trying to, you know, the last 10 to 15 minutes when we should have been trying things, we went to crash ball.
There was a lot of bombs away, the same as last year. I think with 10 to go, did and put a stab kick in and they had to bring it back from their in goal. It's like, yep, sweet as, good kicking. But as every other time was just bombs away.
I just felt that we went away from what we were doing towards the end of last season. We were playing that patient in the offense. We were like, we'd put the ball in. We may get two dropouts in a row and stuff like that and just continuously build that pressure. We didn't seem to do that. We dropped too much ball.
Do you think?
We dropped too much ball.
Yeah. Oh, both sides.
But I think from what I heard someone say, it might have been Josh Elmer from the Stampede or someone like that, said that it was less drop ball than we've last year.
68% completion rate, 28 out of 41.
Yeah, you make 80% completion rate, they win that game.
But what I'm saying, like instead of just bombs away all the time when you're on the 30, 35, 15 to go would have paid to get Val in there for a 2-point field goal.
See, questions got asked.
Hindsight's a beautiful thing, don't get me wrong. But
there was questions asked, why was Bell kicking and not Chad?
If nothing's doing and you're still down by two and it's 15 to go, I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? A 7-set tackle or you're going to level up?
I thought they might have been setting up for it at one point, but they just pressed on. Anyway, I would have liked to have seen it.
A lack of capitalisation on moments, I think, basically. Especially in that first half.
Now, if the Cowboys had taken a 1-pointer, there would have been the Greg Inglis calls again. I can't do my math.
No, the 2-pointer. Oh, the 40.
Yeah, the big one. The big bomb.
That's a big ask in the wet, though.
But if nothing's doing, you know, I don't know.
That's a big ask in the wet.
Well, we might jump into our player votes for the year. Kick it off.
And let's be honest, eventually. We were literally a centimetre in a blade of grass from scoring a great try to win the game anyway. So.
Yeah, it wasn't the whole shit. Anyway, moving on.
It is what it is.
That was the rules.
If that was the Dogs doing it to us, you'd be calling no try.
Player points, 3-2-1s. Before you run off, do you want to do yours first so you can run off and grab
another
cuppa?
Yeah, shit, yeah, I do. Yeah. I've got three for Big TG. 47 tackles, busted a guts up the middle, scored a try, took 130 off me.
I'm sure we'll have him on later in the year. You can remind him.
Yeah. I wonder if I'll get that off him. here's one for you, though. TG anytime next week against the Raiders. So I got him for 3-2. I went Nanai. He was everywhere. I thought he was interesting why they started Tommy on the field in front of Lukey, but it seemed to be a pretty good masterstroke. But Nanai was not to be outdone. He seemed to be roving around everywhere. And the other point I had was for Hammer. He just had spark. Adakar made that break. I thought we were going to see a Hammer and a Fox chase to the corner, but you just lined him up and spilled the pill. I know Dearden got man of the match for the Cowboys on the night, and reasoning why I didn't give him or Chad any points was just a lack of creativity in attack.
Cool.
That was really no discredit to him, but just... as we've touched on, bombs away, no real flair in attack. Let's try and why are we doing a crash play on the fifth tackle with 10 seconds left and six Dogs all around Cohen is beyond me? Like, would you not think the ball's on the right hand, on Felty's side, kick it over to Maz and Val and just hit and hope? So
I think you don't
lose anything from it.
No, that's right. That's right. You lose a lot by trying to crash play 1-on-6. Yeah. So Yeah, that was the only reason why I didn't have the halves for any points, was just a lack of creativity.
It's okay, you don't have to justify it. It's fine.
Morgs, it's nice that you did.
Right, well, I'm sticking to what I sent through after the game straight away.
Good, so because I've already done the tally.
Thank God for that.
It's in the run sheet, that's what it stays as.
I am known for last-minute changes. Let me just change this. No, I went our spiritual leader, Gilbert, for 3 points. I reckon he was offensively and defensively, he was always there. And I think he was just getting the team going, and he did a bloody good try, and I just liked what he's doing. I went for Dearden. I went Dearden for 2, right? So a little bit different to Pete. I think he was one of our only players who was actually trying to lead us to somewhere. It didn't always work, but I think he was actually trying to actually get us around the park.
That's the half's job, though. Sometimes it doesn't work. Every half that plays, they put on 6 plays, 3 of them might not work.
That's right.
And also, like, new team, new year, it was starting to rain. It was, all those things happened. But
Dearden's still just out of high school too. So
that's very true too. So
I think people forget that, eh?
Yeah. Like, definitely they could have been a bit more creative, and, I'm sure hopefully they'll gel soon in the next couple of weeks to have some more interest in, creative plays. But I went Dearden for 2. Number one, I went Hammer. As always, he's just out there to bloody, make things happen. He's exciting. I think he gets people in the gates to watch the team, and I think he was really good on offense, and he was fantastic on defense, like Pete mentioned, running down Adokar.
We didn't actually run him down; he was full back, and he tackled
Adokar. Oh, sorry, who am I thinking of? Ran him down.
I don't know.
I got no.
Someone
idea.
Ran him down. Either way, I'm sticking to Hammer.
Anyway,
cool. Yep. I'll do mine then.
Okay, because then you can say that I copied you.
I'm not going to say that. Well, then we went exactly the same.
We might
have different reasons. So I went Jeremiah Nanai for 3 points. He was just almost in every play. It's like he was sponsored by Fox Sports. Insane. All over the place. Top game. And why he didn't get any actual Dally M points is beyond me.
Mate.
Somehow I'm Hetherington. Sure
Brandy, he spent 10 minutes in the bin.
Hetherington got 2 points.
And spent 10 minutes in the bin.
Absolute joke. Tommy Gilbert, I gave 2 points for reasons previously mentioned. Also, spirit, but also in every play. You just couldn't stop him. That's what we like to see. And I gave Tommy Dearden 1 point. Like everyone said, or like at least Morgs has said. I think what he did try was smart, and it may not have come off every time, but I think he's got that 6 role to himself now.
How good was that give and go? That dummy.
And he didn't have to sort of overlap the 7, whereas he did have to do that a bit last year, I think, and why he sort of things didn't quite go so well. Although I think he played 7 for half of it anyway.
But I get what you mean.
He's not playing 2 positions. He was just free to just play what he needed to play. Townsend gave him that. I think that's – anyway, I gave him a point.
I'm pretty much the same as you. Things that I guess – that stood out for me, because I went Nanai 3, Gilbert 2, and Dearden 1.
Mm.
For me, Nanai, early on in that game, he was going all over the place. He nearly scored that try over in the far corner. Would have been over near you, Morgs. Mm-hmm. Out of nothing. It was out of nothing. We haven't, taking Jace out of it for a moment, we haven't had a forward for a little while now that just seemed to be able to make something out of nothing.
Mm.
Jace, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, he was our player that could do that. Obviously, whatever's happened with Jace. I mean, I guess the expectation, as we've touched on in the past, the expectation for Jace now is so high.
Oh, a bit
if
of
he
that.
Doesn't even come, I mean, yeah. Anyway, I'm not even going to get down that path.
Oh, we can in the next, because he's back where he should be.
But Nanai seemed to be that player. 2 points for Tommy, and we have really touched on it. I was ecstatic for him for his try. I've seen people score their first try and get excited, but my God.
I think he screamed louder than the crowd.
I think I could hear him over the crowd. And I was behind 3 inches of glass at that stage. I was so happy for the guy. For those that have been listening to the podcast for quite some time now, when he was on here, he's such a legend, such a genuine bloke. You wish nothing but the best for him.
Mm.
What made it even bigger for me, though, is that I saw he had his nephew was at the game. To watch him for the first time, only a young tacker, so he took him through the sheds and all that kind of stuff. So it was that made it even more, because he absolutely idolizes. I'm pretty sure it's his uncle, but anyway, absolutely idolizes Tommy. He was sitting there just cheering on, because I've seen the post since then, and that pumped me up even more.
Yeah, passion. He's got passion.
He does.
Dearden for me, the 1 point. I get where Pistol's going with that, like the bombing and that kind of stuff.
But he's wrong.
But I do feel that Tommy did seem to be trying stuff. I mean that dummy and go that put him through that gap that Tommy ended up scoring off. You know, that was, I haven't seen that since JT ran around the field. Now I'm not comparing them, but I'm just saying I haven't seen something like that for a long time in Cowboys colours anyway. And he just didn't seem to give up. He was making tackles on players that he shouldn't have been making tackles on. I was just impressed with him. He for me, I feel bad for Scott, but for me, I think you'll find, I haven't seen the team list yet, I'm pretty sure it'll be the same, but I can see them pretty much the same again.
Yep. So, cool. Yeah.
Tally, after one round.
Good to get an early lead.
And we're all on the same page here, so we've only got four players rolling so far. I'll start from the bottom. Hammer on 2 points, Dearden on 4 points, Nanai on 8 points, and our leader after round one on 10 points, Tommy Gilbert.
Oh. Holy moly, well
friend
done.
Of the show. Tommy,
friend of the show.
Friend of the pod, well done.
Cole's going to be so dirty at our age.
You know what it reflects? Up the middle play.
That's it.
Eh? Sometimes I get it right, not always. Anyway, very good. That's our player points for this week. And we'll head into Cowboys versus Raiders in round two this Saturday the 19th up here at Queensland Country Bank Stadium once again at 6:35 p.m. on Saturday evening. Cowboys currently rolling at $2.50. The Raiders are $1.54. A bit of a reflection of last week, I think. However, Raiders are a little bit down on the players.
Raiders still had their second half yips.
The team this week is very, very, very similar. Hammer, Kyle, Valentine, Peter and Murray making up the back line. Tommy Dearden and Chad Townsend in the halves. The forward pack is where it has... Oh my God, I can't talk tonight. It's where it's changed a little bit. So Jordan McLean starting at 8, Reece Robson at 9, Cohen Hess, Tommy Gilbert, Jeremiah Nanai and Jason Taumalolo rounding out at number 13, back where he belongs. I think that's a song, isn't it? Anyway.
The felt so long.
Interchange is Jake Granville starting at 14. Helam Lukey, Mitch Dunn, and Griffin Neame making his debut for this year, we'll call it. A few little changes there here and
potentially
there.
Potentially will be changes to that. Reuben Cotter's been given till very last minute to prove his fitness, and I believe if he passes that fitness test, he'll probably go in for Mitch Dunn, personal opinion.
Yep.
Or maybe unluckily Griffin Neame. I don't know, but my guess will be Mitch. But even then, Mitch had a pretty good game on the weekend, so he made up for his trial form.
I am surprised of that bench. Like, if that is going to be the side, if you said with Cotter, I'd really rather play Neame at the start, put Neame with Hess, and bring McLean on. I know I sound like a broken record there, but
I know what you're saying.
It being a youngster, he'll be a bit more firebrand and ready to rip and tear, and then McLean can come on and just settle the show.
I think it's a little bit, I don't know if you want your... He's not really debuting, is he? He has played. So.
He's played a couple of games now, and he's seemed to have handled himself.
I think he scored, didn't he? Or did he offload it to Nanai for a score last year or whatever
In the women's round.
So it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. But anyway, look, Reuben Cotter at 18, Scotty Drinkwater at 19, Lemuelu at 20. She's it's not bad when those guys are sitting in reserves.
Well, I spoke to old mate on the weekend, Connolly.
Old mate, yeah, right.
I spoke to Connolly on the weekend and asked him how he pulled up with that knock and that after the trial game. And they were actually more a little bit.
Shiner.
Little cherry on the cheek after the game. But they were more concerned about his knee. He copped a knock on the knee at the same time. So that was what they were more concerned about.
And
he's loving the change.
Loving the second row.
He's really enjoying the second row.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because I asked him, I said, how are you enjoying the change? He goes, I'm really enjoying it. I said, are you sick?
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't hit your head too hard or what?
So Jermaine Tanua Brown is the reason for the change. He might miss a week or two. Got a minor PCL injury during that game where his knee hit directly on the ground. There is a video on NRL Physio's Twitter of the actual impact, so you can see why he's missing 1 to 2 weeks.
Crucial.
PCL. Posterior crucial.
It was posterior.
Yes.
I was sitting there thinking,
as long as it's not the anterior, that's the one you don't want to do.
You can just walk that.
Yeah, totally.
You don't need one of them.
The Raiders this week, Chance, fullback.
CNK.
Nick Kotrich, whatever name is Matthew Tomoko. You're welcome. Semi Valemi, James Schiller, Jack Whiten, Matt Frawley, Josh Papali'i, Tom Starling, Joseph Tapene. It's Tapene.
And it's Papali.
Papali, Tapene, it's Papali. And Rapana.
You can't be Papali for 26 years of your life and then want to change your name.
Papali'i, Corey, Harawira, Naira.
Like a dolphin.
And, and Elliot Whitehead is their captain. Off their bench, Adrian Trevelyan, don't know, Trevally, throwing back in. Emre Gula, Adam Elliott, and Corey Horsberg.
He had a good game.
Xavier Savage is their 18th man.
How many errors he had?
I want to see Xavier Savage play. Savage.
Good. I did have him originally in my team.
Oh, yeah.
Got rid of him.
Good idea. All right, so that is the Raiders this week in Townsville. They weren't terrible.
They had a great first half. Jack Whiten had a blinder of a game. Yeah. He was the only one who kept them in that game.
Mm. Peter had C and K for first try scorer, tossed up between him and Jack.
Yeah.
Should have had both.
Raiders had a really good first half. They had their second half yips that they sort of had last year.
The faders.
Yeah. They did fade a bit, didn't they?
They did big time, but luckily Jack Whiten kept him. Yeah, very not good lucky. For my tips, but
I think
it was good for my, my super coach.
I can never judge the Sharks, so I don't know what the Sharks are ever going to do. They're just a
I didn't team. I tell you what
form
I didn't
form is always average.
I know so we're not talking about the Sharks, but I tell you what I didn't like. No, I know, I did not Raiders like Mikko Heine at number 7.
Yeah?
Hey, I did not enjoy that at all.
Yeah?
No. It sounded six. Like a Dr. Zeus book.
What?
I did not I enjoy
prefer
that
him at
all.
A 6.
He was no. best on ground at 7.
Yeah, wasn't sold.
Anyway, hopefully the Raiders weren't sold either. They'll come up here and then give them a flogging.
Let's just hope it's suns out again. We've had 4 weeks of nothing but heat and sunshine, and the day we play a footy and it's wet and raining.
Yeah, but it was humid as hell.
Yeah, but imagine without the clouds around, it would have just been like dogs just evaporated.
Yeah, and you would have got your 19 plus.
I would have got me 19 plus.
Didn't get your 19 plus.
Anyway, predicted it the week before, and then it decides to be torrential.
6:35 p.m. Bullshit. At Queensland Country Bank Stadium. I'm going to try and get there this week.
Yeah, I'll
take
be there.
Kids, take the kids. First time there for the kiddies.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how they behave.
Dad's day out.
Behave. What's that?
Dad's day out.
Dad's day out.
Dad's day out.
Oh, Dad's day out.
Yeah, Dad's day out.
I thought you were saying Dad, stay out.
Oh, stay out.
Yeah. I'm in another. What? I'm in another suite this week too. Hey,
oh, what? Well, it's good for suite. Some.
Heyman's this week.
Who have you been cupping?
Just those balls all those cupping. Videos that I do. I'm quite... Quite a big deal.
Yeah, totally. Big deal around here. You may not know it. News this week, the Cowboys are going to apply for the 2023 NRLW since the NRL decided they're not going to expand it this year. They're going to expand it next year.
I think they're really hunting for two teams.
Yeah, well.
I think that's the whisper. That's the whisper going around.
Do it this year.
Because I think the other team that's looking at going for it can't do it.
Yeah.
Aren't ready for it this year.
Sucks for us, doesn't it? Anyway.
That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is, though.
More than likely, I think they're going to go to six teams now. They're going to go to 8 next year and then 10 the year after.
That's the thought pattern.
At this stage.
Their ultimate goal is to go to every club. Every
will
club
we be called, yeah, of course. Will we be called the North Queensland Gold Stars or the North Queensland Cowboys? Because the other five or the other every other ladies team is exactly the men's.
It's a bit hard to call them Cowboys.
Cowgirls.
We're already the Cowgirls colloquially.
But they're Titans, Eels, they're Dragons, they're Broncos. I can't remember the other two.
I would not be surprised if they've spent a lot of money on...
On the Gold Stars.
On that product. You can now buy the jersey.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
My gut's telling me they'll stay as the Gold Stars.
I like the name.
Yeah.
I think it's nice. I don't see why. You look at a lot of the other sports, like basketball, for example, at state league level, when you have the male and female team, most of the female teams are always a different.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not a, you know, probably the only place that I can think, there's a couple of places. But, you know, Rockhampton used to be Rockhampton. The men's team was the Rockets and the women's was Rockettes.
Yeah, right.
But I think they changed that.
But at least this ties in. So the Gold Star is behind the Cowboys.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. On the logo, so it works.
Yeah.
Why not? And if, like 100%. You say, if they've invested in the branding, they're not about to drop it just because, I mean, who knows, the NRL could turn
around. And that's what I mean. Cowboys. Like, will the NRL then intervene and say no? I hope not.
Good luck to them.
I hope that's not part of the application process and they've gone, no, we're vetoing because you're the Gold Stars and not the Cowboys.
Yeah, who knows? I just don't know what the NRL,
Could you imagine, like, in all honesty, the uproar that would come from that?
Mm. If we had to change names.
Yeah, like, you know.
Like
yeah.
Suns.
Yeah, but that was because. Because
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Which is rubbish.
Which is crap to start with.
Like, you don't see any NFL teams getting the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
No, but because.
The Broncos.
No, but because they were a basketball side as well, and basically, let's be honest, our logoing and all that was very, very similar.
Yeah, but it's not like I didn't sit here going.
You only have to be 5% different.
I've confused, you know, I've gone to buy Suns gear, Townsville Suns gear. Oh no, I've accidentally bought
Phoenix
Suns gear.
Charles Barkley's.
It's not like you've got it wrong.
I wanted a Rucker number 5, not a Barkley 32.
I understand IPs, intellectual property and branding, and you know, protecting your trademark and all that sort of stuff.
But I'm bored.
They could have. Phoenix Suns could have leaned into that and made it like a sister team type thing instead.
That's another podcast, but I can answer for that.
Bloody communists.
I'll answer that for you later.
Bloody communists. Well, I don't know about this one, but lots of rumours around JT not being happy and potentially being poached.
I think that's bullshit. And before, can I just jump in on that one? It's Ben Teo, and it's got a different photo on about 13 different pages, but it's the same article by Ben Teo, who's not a reporter.
Right.
He's just a former has-been having his 2 cents.
Can I just say one thing on this? And this goes to all the people listening out there, all on the different social medias. Don't keep sharing it, because all you're doing is encouraging these idiots to put their 2 cents worth in.
Last week it was Corey Parker. This week it was Ben Teo. Two people. All right, Parker's a little bit in the media. None of them are reporters. None of them are journalists. Not that you would trust a journo as far as you could throw him anyway. But do they have the inside mail? Are they in the sheds? No. Have they got it from the horse's mouth? No. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
I mean, he's not wrong. I'll agree with that 100%.
I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Correct.
Nah, they're Corey also entitled to hold up to themselves.
Corey Parker can have his opinion. Ben Teo can have his opinion. Whatever. That's their opinion, and that's fine. And I'm not saying they can't launch the stuff. But to all the Cowboy supporters out there, don't keep posting it up on your pages going, is this true?
Yeah.
Who knows? We don't know. No one knows. Look, they always say stories like that, there's always some truth to
100%.
It. 100%. You know, so there's obviously, there could be something wrong with it. I mean, and if we have one of the players here, I don't even think I'd ask them.
And look in the mirror. In the mirror, all of you guys out there. Are you 100% on the same page as your boss? Do you disagree a little bit to what your boss's direction is? If there's even 1% of that, then shut the fuck up.
The other part is, even if there is a disagreement with your boss and you're under contract with your boss, whatever, you're a contractor, you might think your boss is a complete wanker.
Correct.
You'll still go out and do your job properly.
That's right.
Because that's what's in your contract.
Which is what he's still doing.
When your contract runs out, you want somebody else to pick you up. Of course you're going to go out and do a good job.
You're not going to burn the bridge too much.
No. It's not like he's playing badly. All right, we want him on the paddock for more minutes. But that's what's happening and how the reshuffle happened on Sunday night or whatever. But that's not Jason sitting there going, oh, well, I'm off. No, the boss is telling you something. You got to do what the boss says.
The difference is when the boss loses the dressing room.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah, which so I don't think he has.
When no one has respect for the boss, a la Paul Green, it was quite clear at the end no one really had the respect for him. So that's a different story, I think.
Agreed.
Because he's affecting everybody the same.
Yeah.
So eventually you're going to have a mutiny. But if it's just one player, I don't think.
No.
I mean, sure, JT might have had been a bit chuffed about being moved around last year and the broken hands might not have been broken, but whatever.
Well, they were broken.
I don't know. I'm just speculating. I'm just Ben Teo-ing.
As old mate said, maybe Toddy should have ducked.
Maybe. 100%.
But Ben Teo and Corey Parker being two Bronco ex-players.
Yeah. They like to throw shade.
I didn't see any shade when Seabold was copping it from all directions.
Well, there hasn't been
not
shade.
Not from those two anyway.
Not from those two, you know. Like, so come on. It's easy to throw from stones in your glass house, isn't it? Like, come on.
There was no talk last
year. They're saying it. Look,
about last year when they finished.
That's right.
They finished 14th or whatever.
Even if it did happen, then you watch these two. Oh, you should come to the Broncos.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's probably what the poaching is. They want him.
Because they'll want to get him before
Redcliffe. Yeah. Or, yep.
Oh, actually,
did anyone watch Benji on Monday
night? If he went to Redcliffe. Oh, Does Benji have his own show? Yeah. I don't think that got promoted enough. Every second fucking comment.
I saw the first 5
Monday
minutes.
Monday night, Benji.
I saw the first 5 minutes and then it was time to flick over to Maths.
Like, I like... oh, Jesus. Wow, that's extreme.
Well, it was March 14th, right? So steak and blow, you get A, and I was trying to...
Footytips.com.au. Get over to On The Ranch and type in GOAT for the password. Join in on the whole bunch of us there playing. I think we've only got 81 so
81,
far.
81, we've obviously lost a few. We've
lost a few. Just the dead weight down the bottom. We don't care about them. That's all right. But if you want to get back in, jump on over and you can find yourself in the running for a, well, it's going to be a playing jersey again. We'll get it signed again. And that's either going to be thanks to Be Clean NQ or, yeah, that's okay. I just got the point. It's got the finger. I just got finger.
You never know. We may get a new sponsor in.
No, it's fine. Be Clean NQ will pick that one up. Leading the tipping comp, Jay Birdman AU, who used a joker, is on 6 points with 22. The margin equal second is...
He used a joker on round one.
He did. Oh, he's not the only one.
It's a bold strategy cut.
Three finger rule is also on 6 points. That is a top name.
Is that like...
No, there was... Okay, I'll dive back.
Three finger rule is... Three finger rule when you're pouring it in.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. I thought it was two fingers.
Yeah, well, that's what...
It's supposed to be two fingers. Yeah, yeah. Three.
It's meant to be two fingers as a nib, roughly. Right. Two fingers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going somewhere completely different. Anyway, in third place, Townsville underscore man, also on 6 points. So they tipped, he used his joker as well. So him and Jay Birdman tipped 3 out of 8 and are leading the freaking comp.
How many jokers do you get this
5
year? You get
three.
Three.
There's only three, but you get to pick when to use them this year.
Yeah, right.
That's so enough. These guys jumped in.
I'm going to leave it for my final run.
Hook in the rest of the top 10. Winky's Weapons on 5. Actually, everyone here tipped 5 out of 8. So it was Winky's Weapons and Anne Maria in 6th place. I find that tinsel distracting. That's a top name. I love it. It's great. In 7th place, Cowgirl Shez. In 8th place, Morgan TSV.
Wow. I do remember seeing the post. I think it may have been pre-Cowboys game. Number one, baby.
It was number one for a little while.
Did we all notice I was number one? Did you pick up on that?
No, I kind of missed it.
No, okay.
I wasn't reminded 16 times.
I was pretty pumped.
There was a bloke
every in every time somebody advertised Benji, there was a post about you being number one.
Number one.
Yeah, it was great.
There was a bloke in the suite that needed the cows to win and he would have got a perfect 8.
Oh, son of a bitch.
How the hell?
In 9th place, big swinger of a ringer.
Well, we know it wasn't Pete in the suite.
Mm.
No, I was going in on threes.
And SME Simon in 10th spot. Everyone else tipped 4 or less, myself included. I'm in 17th.
Oh, we don't want to hear about outside the top 10.
Here we go.
We do. I've got to scroll, though.
Oh, I'm way on the second page.
There is a second page. Gaddis, Big George Gaddis, 3 out of 8.
Who's that?
What was his for and against?
Like 10. 10 points is his margin. And then over on page 2.
That's a good margin.
Pistol Blazing 2 Guns in 63rd spot. And Barking Frog, 70th.
70th.
Oh, boy. What a start.
It's giving you a chance.
It's going to be a long season, Mick.
It's a long season.
The Cav 97 in last place at 81st. I just thought I'd highlight that because we're just going to watch where the Cav ends up.
How many did he get, though? Or she?
Two. Two out of and 26.
Just letting you know, Frog, as an expert cellar dweller, it's not easy getting to the top from this position.
Well, having said that, Red Hot Richie in 52nd spot, one of our previous winners, or our inaugural winner, is in, he's
what about Webster?
52nd. I'm Webster. Just looking for Webster. I can't see him unless he's changed his name.
Go on, take your jersey and run.
He did. He did. We haven't heard from you, Webster. What are you doing?
No. 15. I think 15.
Really? 15th?
Yeah, I think Webster's 15th.
Webster won. Sorry, Webster.
Keep throwing chat at him.
Webster won with a half-decent start, 15th spot. He might be going for a second win.
Nah, no chance.
He's probably just trying to get his first one.
Carton says he can't win the comp 2 in a row.
Oh, is that right? Oh, well.
Wow.
Done.
There you go, Webster. Done. If you win it, you'll get yourself a jersey and a carton.
Double
incentive. Nah, we haven't shook on it.
No, we all saw it happen.
It was a virtual shake.
Yep.
Oh, this is bullshit.
All right, tips for this round. Round two, starting on this Thursday, the 17th. 7:05 p.m. in Amy Park. The Storm are $1.38. The Rabbits are $3.05. We're going to kick off with the leader of the comp that is in this room currently.
Yeah, Morgan can start.
We're going to have to get used to this all season the way you The way you hacks are going, there I'm going to have to get used to this.
There it is. Sounds all right. Remarkably like Pistol about 2 years ago.
Looking at staying in the top 10 here. Doesn't say much,
but when he does.
I'm actually going to pay some attention this year.
Yeah.
So.
Here it goes.
I'm going to Storm.
Yep.
By 8. Lock it in. I reckon Rabbits will do pretty good here, but I'm going to Storm by 8.
All right.
They won't lose twice.
Next in line would be me, wouldn't it? Since I am.
Yeah, of course.
I'm still up there.
You're right up there.
I think I'm 17th. Which is not bad.
About 80 places in front of Frog.
Well, yeah, that's about right too. I'm going to go the Storm as well. I'm going by 4. I'll be a little bit closer. Be a little bit closer.
Right.
Pistol blazing 2 guns.
Well, by margin, I'm ahead of Mick, so I'll go next. I've gone the Rabbits by 4.
Of course you have.
Yeah, I think that the Storm, they've got a lot of outs.
A lot of back ins.
South didn't do much for me last week against the Bronx.
Southworth.
They were terrible.
They gave up that much ball.
Terrible.
They were horrible.
Mind you, that first try that Broncos scored, that intercept, someone had 10 on Jackson Paulo, first try scorer.
Look at you go.
Albert Kelly was about 58 metres offside, didn't even get back. That should have been a Jackson Paulo first try.
Anyway,
it wasn't.
Pete, have you seen the ends for Storm?
Frog.
Who they got? Munster and Bromwich. Munster,
Grant. Nikarima, Bromwich, and Smith out.
Yeah, Smith and Welch out. That's two big outs. And Storm did nothing for me against the Tigers.
Anyway, so it's good that I'm quite happy the Pistol goes before me because I worked out where I went wrong last week. I pretty much tipped the same as him.
You did, yeah.
So I've learnt now. You would've. I've gone Storm.
Very good.
I'll be right.
By 6.
Oh. Yeah,
right. Splitting the difference.
Splitting the difference. I like it. Friday the 18th. Yeah.
Sort of remind me of, hey, it's Saturday then.
A little bit. Friday the 18th of March at 5 p.m. in Netstrata Jubilee. The Dragons are $3.85. The Panthers are $1.26. Jeez, that was good last week. The Panthers, I have to give it that. Give them that.
That's a bit harsh on the Dragons, though, because I thought they played, compared to how they have, I thought they played okay.
Against the Warriors.
I think that $3.85 is a bit
probably a little high. It's a bit of value there. Morgs.
Just looking at the team list. I'm going to go with Panthers.
I'm going to go Panthers as well.
The 8 one. I've gone Dragons.
Yep.
I
think you'll be right, Mick.
No.
And that confirms my tip of the Panthers.
Good.
If it was at Panthers home ground, I would have gone Penrith. But I think Dragons are going to cause an upset.
I don't think they're going to get that as easily as people would assume. This
Cleary back in this week?
No.
I don't think it matters.
I thought the young fella that filled in played really well.
Sullivan.
Yeah. I thought he had a really good game.
I didn't see. I can't say I saw much of him, but everyone else. Luai was everywhere. 7:05 p.m. My God. Central Coast Stadium. The Roosters $1.77. Manly $2.05. Now this one is a little closer, isn't it? Mm. Look at that. Now this is looking at the table. 15th versus 16th.
That's so weird.
It's great. I should stay that way. Morgs.
Turbo v Tedesco. I've gone. What did I do? I went Roosters.
I'm going to go Roosters as well here. Yep. Same. Oh, am I? Central Coast. No, I'll stick with the Roosters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I predict Roosters to finish bottom 4 for the season, so I'm going Manly.
Okay.
I think they're going to have a 2018 Cowboy season, as I mentioned last week.
I was teetering on going Manly.
You can go Manly.
No, I
don't have to go the opposite of Pistol.
No, you're right. I don't, but I'm going to.
I'll be 3 from 3 here. Yeah, this would be fantastic.
No, look, this is probably the toughest game of the round, and I wasn't overly impressed with the Roosters. At least Manly showed something. The scoreline didn't say it, but they seem to play a lot better than what the Roosters did against Newcastle. But I think the Roosters will bounce back. Okay, Roosters.
I think Foran and DCE will outdo Keary and Wolf.
Saturday the 19th, 2 p.m. C Bus Super Stadium. The Titans are $1.37. The Warriors $3.10. Got a bit of overs there, Morgs.
Walsh is back in for Warriors.
Dreamy.
I'm going to go.
SJ's
out.
SJ's out.
I'm going to go Titans. I thought they almost won against the Eels last week. I reckon I'll go Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go Titans as well. I think they should have gone a lot better than what they actually did. I think they were actually ripped off against the, just quietly.
Yeah. If Warriors had Johnson in, I'd be picking them. But
same.
The SJ factor is I'm going Titans.
Brimson back.
Have a look.
How come we don't have this link to the TV yet?
Yeah, we might do that for next week.
Should be.
No, he's not back.
No, Brimson.
Oh, sorry. No, I take it back. He is.
Brimson is back.
He is back. There you go. Yes.
Oh, I just traded him too. What a prick.
Frog.
Titans.
Very good. 4:30 PM at PointsBet Stadium. The Sharks are $2.20. The Eels are $1.67, Morgs.
Yeah, when the Eels again.
Get some more ref help.
If it gets
you
me,
are not salty me. At all.
Not at all.
No,
not at all.
I'm the same. I was watching it walking into the game on the weekend because I needed it for my bloody tips. And then I saw they lost. I was shattered. Yeah. So I'm going Eels. I'm going Eels though.
Yeah, I'm going to go Eels as well. Yeah,
yeah, I'm going the Sharks.
Yeah.
I struggled with this one. I did go the Eels. I've gone the Eels, but wouldn't mind seeing the Sharks win this one, but I've definitely got to pick the Eels.
I think Nico.
Okay. 6:35 PM, QCB Stadium. Cowboys, $2.55. Raiders, $1.52.
This is a little bit harder because I'm going to go Cowboys because I look, let's just go Cowboys. I won't explain
no
it.
No, explain. No,
I'll just go Cowboys and hope for best.
Yeah, I'm going to go Raiders.
You're a dead set wanker, mate. Hey, you go into the game, first time ever with your kids, and you're not going after one bad game when we lost by two.
I'm going the Raiders.
We're the best losing team on the ladder so far this year.
Correct.
And you're not sticking with us.
What's a tip?
Raiders were lucky to pull it out of the fire at the end. Okay. Cowboys, 13 okay, Cowboys. Plus.
Frog?
I've gone the Cowboys. I think they're better for the game last week.
Okay.
And but I can see where you've gone with it.
I can.
Oh, I can.
Sunday the 20th, 3:05 PM, McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights, $1.42. The Tigers, $2.85. Morgs.
I think this is the easiest one of a round. I've gone Knights.
Agreed. Knights, 100%. Lock it in.
Yeah, I went Knights, but would not be surprised if that's my first tip I get wrong this week.
Me either. Frog.
I've gone the Knights, but credit to the Tigers. I thought they played better than what people probably predicted.
If Luke Brooks could kick, they would have beaten Melbourne.
Yeah. I've gone the Knights, though. I thought Jakey Clifford had a blinder.
Didn't he?
Last week.
Can we get him back already?
Most of the ex-Cowboys had a blinder in that game.
Yeah.
Went well.
Dane did. Good time. Work, Dane. I had 10 on Dane to score first in that one, too.
About time. About time Ponga showed up, but anyway.
5:15 PM. Stadium Australia. The hell's that?
Stadium Australia.
Homebush.
Oh, of course. I'm used to it being
ANZ.
Yeah. Bulldogs, $2.25. Broncos, $1.65. Really?
Really?
That's shocking odds.
Go over Bronx. Right what? Or die.
Just get yeah, out. I'm just
gonna,
get out.
I'm gonna, go. No way.
Against the Bulldogs. I'm going to pick Bronx all day. Bulldogs. All day long, I'm going to pick the Bronx.
Yeah, so I'm quite surprised you were ripping him for it.
Yeah.
I was ready to jump on the ground last week and start hooking left hooks in the Addo car.
I don't know here. Look, it pains me, but I've got to tip Broncos. I just don't think the Bulldogs will back-to-back. They copped a lot of hits. I don't know if they've all the players who have got...
Can you bring up the team list for the
Jamie,
Dogs?
Just call that up for us, will you?
They
is it connected to TV yet?
Come on, Jamie.
Next week.
What are we looking
at? So what I can't see?
Dogs have got no outs.
So all those failed HIAs from Sunday...
Yeah, seven-day turnaround.
They're playing Sunday.
Yeah.
That's convenient, isn't
That's
it?
That's fortunate.
When we get a 5-day turnaround.
I'm surprised they don't give us a 2-day turnaround.
You're ripping the Dogs' place for the NRL scheduling.
Yes. I am. It's convenient. This is the kind of thing that happens. I've got to stick with the Broncos here. I don't want to, but...
Mate, Dogs have got a brick wall of defence. Not even our great attack could penetrate.
I hope they do.
And I'm also going on the fact that Dogs beat us... We beat Bronx convincingly in the trial.
Mm.
Pretty much means Dogs are going to do the Bronx.
Okay.
I'll have the Dogs.
All right. Frog.
I've gone the Broncos. We didn't play the best, but neither did the Dogs. Whereas I thought Brisbane played really well against South.
You reckon?
Hopefully that's the
was a bludger of a game.
It was, but how they have been playing in the last couple of years.
South were terrible, though. I've not seen South play that bad in... Probably 3 or 4 years.
That's going to happen when they don't have any
Bennett.
I wasn't going to say that. I'd like to think Dimitri would do a good job.
He might. He may well do. He may well do. Who knows?
He was good up here.
And the Subway question of the week, which team looks best on paper? Team Sub or Team Wrap? Would you have a Sub or a Wrap?
Wrap.
Normally.
Wrap every day of the week.
Normally.
Yep. Because they now do a large wrap.
Oh, they do a big one?
Yeah, but there's only like five things you can, like steak and steak melt or a chicken ranch or something like that. There's only five items that you can pick in the large melt, in the large wrap, but yeah, take wrap over a Sub any day.
Okay,
cool. I'm not a partial to a wrap from Subway.
I don't mind the wrap, but I normally will go full salmon.
Yeah, but see, with the large wrap, it is the same equivalent as a foot long.
Well, just then what's the point?
Well, less bread.
I think you're fine. I know what you're saying, less bread, but just as much in those wraps as there is
I'm aware, but it's like this. You get a pizza thin and crispy base, you get extra flavouring in the topping.
Yeah.
Same with a Sub.
Maybe.
You take away the bread and you have it in a wrap, you're getting a lot more flavour for your bite.
I probably would like to see the stats on your theory on this about as much.
Just look at the nutritional information on the back of a wrap. They're not that great.
Oh, look, I'm not saying they're fantastic.
Unless you get the real small or that freaking mountain bread, which falls apart whenever you... Although that's what I have.
Normally it's the carbs that I'm trying to wrap over a piece of bread. But anyway,
They just fill it with sugar. But that's anyway, right. Is what it is. Anyway, that's tipping for this year. All thanks to Be Clean NQ, Carpets and Upholstery Cleaning. Get on over.
And the aircons.
And the aircons, yeah.
I need to get in to do mine soon.
I know, you've been saying that for 2 years now.
Yeah. Do you do car aircon?
No.
Oh.
No.
For all your car aircon cleans, don't get Be Clean.
No, good for that. All right, we do have a Supercoach competition going on. There are two leagues currently. I think the second one might have got filled with some general people who we don't know, but whatever, that's fine. They can do what they want to do. Currently at the top of both leagues is Phenomenal Pistol.
You know he is. It's
based on points only.
You know he is.
Nobody played anybody. I'm up against Frog in the first round on the first league.
Prepare to go down.
So, only if you buy me dinner first.
No. We're going dry, baby. Dry.
Morgan's Mighty Ducks, dead last.
Good team name. Do I get a present for is just a good team name?
How many points did you get?
Oh, not many.
691 versus your
shithole.
Versus your 1,036.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster. That's
this
horrible.
Is my first super coach ever. So
hey, it's mine too. And same I'm seeing all right.
I spent hours on that bloody team. What a piece of crap. God.
That's terrible. Oh, well, is what it is. That's super coach.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the night once again. I don't know how we went last week, but we'll find out in a minute. All thanks to our good friends at Fusion Networks. It's time for Pistols Ulti!
All right. Last week was a bit of a miss. We had South 13 plus and Cowboys 19 plus with...
Yeah, that went well.
Felty and Hammer to score a try each. Well, Hammer almost did. No. Yeah, that was Sombra. However, we still have the Premiership one in play at the moment, so we're still alive. this week, this is going to be a good little settler. We're back to our usual tricks here. We're going to have the Cowboys to do the Raiders just head-to-head. Who could see that one coming? Of course, it's going to happen. It's going to be hot. It's going to be wild. Cowboys to do the Raiders into Manly head-to-head against the Chooks. As I mentioned in the tips, the Chooks are a basket case. They're going to have the shittest season they've had in 20 years and finish in the bottom four. So whoever they play, back that team. St Kilda head-to-head. And also the juggernaut known as the Pride of Brisbane Town, the Mighty Lions, are playing Port Adelaide. I've got the Lions to win at the Lions, so it's minus 13.5 start. So 14 plus or more, the Lions have to beat Port by, which I think will be quite doable. When I did this multi today, there was no same game options, but if you're having a double, put Charlie Cameron on for... 3 goals, Joe Danaher is going to kick 2, Hugh McCluggage will kick 1, Lockie Neal will have 25 disposals and so on. However.
And so on. Like it's a given.
It is. Dan Rich will kick 1 from the 60. However, Pistols multi this week with those four teams in it. It is paying 17.44 power played. Now with 20 on that, 348.95. I reckon if you're gonna want to have a dabble, this is realistic.
I'm pretty sure you said that last week.
I'll say it every week.
Yeah, fair enough.
But this time I mean it.
Oh, wow.
Like I mean it every other week.
Yeah, yeah,
totally. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys, Manly, St Kilda, all head-to-head lines at the line to beat Port. All thanks to Fusion Networks. That is Pistols Multi for another week. Use your own money, not mine.
I'm not going to use mine.
Well, I wasn't going to use mine either.
Yeah, fair. We got that.
Tommy Turbo, first try scorer, Manly versus Roosters. That'll set up your weekend.
If he doesn't break a leg between here and there. The Poddock Playlist.
Oh, we're back for another segment.
Have you been listening to the Poddock Playlist? No.
I'm not on Spotify, so.
You gotta give it at least.
Get on it. Doesn't
give
cost
it
anything.
3 or 4 weeks so that there's some tracks loaded.
It costs ads.
It does.
Not big on that Spotify ads.
Mick's gone anti-Joe Rogan and he's decided to uninstall Spotify.
I've never had it. Never had it.
You know who didn't have it for 72 hours? Neil Young.
Yeah. Hold out.
All right.
That protest went well.
That was the best. That was the best.
Pistols song?
Yeah, I've gone a bit of an old school one here. Great riff. Great story to it. It's called This Is the Sea by the Waterboys. So a lot of you people out there might know a few of the bangers from the Waterboys. Get on board. This Is the Sea. Great track. That's him.
Woo! Never heard of it.
That's why it's in the playlist.
Can you skip ahead a bit?
No. Oh. But if it starts out like that, you're on the right one.
That's the right one.
Yeah. All right. Morgs.
Yeah, I've gone a little bit of a theme here. So,
right.
I went a bit of old school CCR. Have you ever seen the rain? So we're probably not going to see it for a while. So I figured, well, we've got a bit of rain, we might as well make use of it.
Why not? I like it.
Why not?
Not bad. Yeah. I've gone a little bit old school rock. A little bit of Akadaka.
Great song.
Hell's Bells.
Yeah.
Yeah, the intro to that gets me going.
Well, that's a bit of a theme too. With the cowbell. JT hitting the bell.
Thank you.
I like it.
But who did? That's good. I'll play with it. I'll run with it.
Good track by AC/DC. Not my favourite of their song, but geez, it's a banger.
It's not an obvious, yeah. But it's one I like.
Who Made Who would be my favourite?
I like Hell's Bells. That's a good song. It is
Back
good
in
song.
Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Who Made Who or Money Talks would be my favourite AC/DC song.
Yeah, right.
I've gone, I guess, over the last, you know, with obviously Shane Warne passing, that kind of stuff, and one of my, like, I idolise the man. So I've gone Foo Fighters, My Hero.
Yeah, right. Acoustic version?
Oh, look, I'm happy to go either way. I do like the acoustic version of that song, but I also do like that when all the
just
drums
and banging
as well. So I'm quite happy for you to put both versions in.
Right.
I watched the Shane documentary.
I've watched that. That was
It's kind of weird given the timing, but geez, it's a good doco.
Good watch. Yeah. I'm still yet to see it.
Yeah.
See, I'm listening.
Try to.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I won't say it. Get someone's Amazon log on and watch it.
It's a good
watch. I'm listening to the Fox special at the moment from last Saturday.
Right.
Well, from the Saturday that they did on the thing because Mark Howard has been given the rights to be able to play it on his podcast. So I'm listening to it at the moment. And, yeah, he's a well-loved man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's why I've gone that song.
What are you doing over there, Mike?
I was actually in Spotify because you can subscribe to the playlist in Spotify.
Right.
So if you look for On The Ranch,
yep.
And you can then subscribe to the playlist.
Okay. Is it On The Ranch podcast or have you got it under something else? Because when I look up On The Ranch, it comes up with our podcast.
Well, at the moment it's On The Ranch, but I can change it to On The Ranch podcast.
Right.
Well, no. On The Ranch playlist.
Playlist? What about podcast playlist?
No, sure.
No, whatever.
Make it as complicated as you like.
It's On The Ranch. On The Ranch, Townsville, Australia, podcast playlist.
By Pistol,
Frogs,
Hawks and Rock.
I'll share it on all the socials. So it's On The Ranch playlist. It'll have our logo on.
Now, this is on Spotify. If people out there, if listeners are on a different music service like Apple Music.
Maybe
Apple Music do playlists?
Get stuffed. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you can.
Then maybe you're stuck because none of us, I don't think any of us have Apple. Do you have Apple?
I've got Apple playlists as well.
All right. Well, I've got YouTube Music, so I might duplicate it on that.
You'll be one person who pays for YouTube Music in the world?
I pay for it.
Yeah.
Not in Australian dollars.
Oh, in rubles.
In
Guam.
Probably actually Ukrainian dollars just quietly, but I don't know.
I'm getting what you're putting down. Down. I've got Amazon and Apple, so I can set up
the duplicate it.
Right. Yeah. So we each have to do one. So I'll do Spotify,
I'll do the Apple and Amazon.
There you go.
We'll set up the playlist on there as well.
And I'll do the YouTube music.
And I'll just and follow for those, your coattails on Spotify.
And for people that are using anything else, maybe we'll set up a pinned post on our Facebook page.
Morgs, get Morgs. Right on that. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We'll do that one.
Make it a note.
We'll do a pinned post on our Facebook page with the updated list from each week.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Pistol wanted to do a shout out to Tropic Petroleum.
Yes.
For or Tropic Distributors, I should say.
Yeah, Tropic Petroleum.
They're giving us free Tropic fuel.
Distributors. They, I was invited into their.
That's gold right now.
Yeah. I was invited into their corporate suite on Sunday with Jim, Marilyn, and Maddie.
Did you take some stickers with you?
Yeah. I've been using Tropic and Ampol Caltex for quite a while now anyway. I'm only a small fry, but, yeah, they were short on numbers and last-minute call-up and was very appreciative of it. So they do a great thing. They're in charge of about 10 different servos around town. They are local, even though it does come under that Ampol banner. So buy Tropic, buy local, support a good cause.
And for all our listeners, I'm joking. They didn't give us anything.
No, there's no discount. Don't be mentioned in the pod. You'll get nothing.
You can try.
Well, you could try.
Give it a crack and let me know.
Just go in there. Here's a test. The guys from on the ranch told me that you have the best fuel in town.
Oh, they do.
Boom. All right. There you go. Let's see if it sticks. Because did you tell them that we do a podcast?
Yeah. They know.
Well, then let's just a test. Right. So we can then get some momentum and then we can go, well, hey, look, go and talk to the guys from Tropic Distributors. They'll be able to tell you how much they've had our listeners come in and tell them how good their fuel is. So start getting
sponsors. Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah. The Patreon this week, we've got a couple of new subscribers. Corbin Kelly.
Suckers.
Has jumped. Oh, don't. What? Come on.
What?
Oh, shoot us down before we even get up. Ruined. Corbin Kelly has jumped on, and as has Carsten Brum, our Swiss correspondent, paying in euro. So
I was going to say, why wouldn't he jump on? It's only like about 2 cents
about
for him.
$1.50 for Carsten, so why not? But he gets all the benefits that everyone else does who jumps on at that at the highest tier there. So
yeah, sadly, we won't be able to fly you over for the golf day when we eventually have one. Sorry.
We're not going to fly you over, but if you happen to be in Australia,
yeah,
come on down.
We'll make it happen.
And these guys are now part of a special little group that we've got going on Facebook.
Yeah, the Stockman.
So it's just us, just the Stockman, and that's just in that that's in the higher tier there. So thanks very much for signing up. It is actually very humbling that you guys have signed up to the Patreon. So yeah, we just had no idea that it would take off, and it's going remarkably well. Actually, quite well. I quite like it. If you want to jump on as well and get a few of the benefits, and there's going to be more and more benefits as the year goes on, and we are rambling, I just noticed the time, but if you jump on patreon.com, just search for On The Ranch. We are one of the first results that come up on the list there.
Oh,
so
yes,
not the first. There's one called the Crouch Ranch. That's not us.
No.
I don't know. It's a video blog about these people.
Crouching on ranches.
Yeah. So I don't know who they are. There's
maybe they're our byproduct. Are they a sister company?
Yes.
Maybe they're like, maybe they're part of Doctor Strange. It's like, another world. Like they've come from.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. Or you can just go patreon.com/ontheranchnq, all one word, and then it's directly to us. And jump on there. Look, you don't have to. You'll still get these episodes as slightly edited. But we'll take out the swear words, maybe. Some of them anyway. And especially the blatant ones.
No, they tell the story. They add content.
Yeah, some of them. They're not completely removed.
No.
They might just have a laugh track over them.
Yeah.
Maybe. But you get it ad free as well, as much as we can. We don't actually do full on ads yet, but anyway.
You never know.
That is what it is. So anyway, that's us for this week.
Is it? It is. Wow.
Was there more?
Emma Moo Moo runs in Townsville in the next in about 8 minutes.
I thought you were saying someone wrote in and their name was Emma Moo Moo.
No, I backed it on Saturday and it came in paying B-gods. It's a gun dog. It'll get up. So if anyone's listening out there in 8 minutes' time in Townsville.
Yeah. Lucky they're listening.
Get on board, Emma Moo Moo.
Lucky they're listening live.
Yeah, that'll work well. At On The Ranch NQ on Instagram, at XRBob on Twitter, at the Other Spot Facebook page, at Morgan Holmes Evans, at the Barking Frog MC.
You!
Holy moly. That's a whole lot of us.
On the spot, did a video.
It did.
Were you impressed?
Yep, get it out again next week.
Yeah.
This week.
I'll have something.
Yeah.
Changed it up this year. Didn't have the same old format logo. Welcome back, first things first.
I know.
Saturday, March 30th, all that sort of stuff.
Kids are shocked.
Yeah.
They
going like, with a different
they
avenue.
Like your intro.
Yeah, they did.
They do like you. No, your old one.
Oh,
first
right.
First things first.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But anyway, you do you.
That might be retro round.
This guy.
He's
already planned it out.
What episode are we this week? 92.
92.
Only 8 to go.
It's right on magic round.
We can have a big cake.
We can have cake.
Awesome. Happy days.
Caramel swirl cheese.
I love cake anyway.
Cake eater.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one. Get out the game. Go at the Cowboys.
Go the boys.
Good night.